Hey, what you waiting on? Check checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students, nah. Everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast only, you know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony, you could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Kelly, shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Kelly, you know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony, 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 Tony. Go BBS Radio.
We're live here at Trask Power Stadium in Miami, Florida. It is a beautiful day. We're coming off a rainy day yesterday, but this day is beautiful. The weatherman must be knew that Booker T. Washington and St. Thomas Aquinas were battling today. When you say national prominence, national at its best, when you're talking about the number one team in the nation and the number six team in the nation battling each other, trying to find that diamond in the rough to see who, guess what? Not only for bragging rights here in the state, but for national bragging rights. Because I'm quite sure if Booker T knocks off St. Thomas in this event, they rise probably to be number one in the nation. St. Thomas, they remain number one, and it helps them continue. It helps them continue on their road toward a national championship. Booker T fared off last week against number six, American Heritage, took care of them fairly well. St. Thomas played Dillard, beat them 51-0. That matchup there wasn't pretty much really a matchup that had any significance in any of the events. So the matchup was the matchup between Booker T and American Heritage. And in that event, you know what, Booker T fared out well. Now, and with that being said, today's topics, man, listen, we're going to be all over it. We have joining the show today, going to be the HOF himself, Mr. Michael Irvin will be joining the show. My main man, Ryan Bartow, hey, he's not with us, but he's going to be with us, but he's driving right now from the West Coast. He's driving through a monsoon, so I'm hoping that the rain is going west and not coming east, because we don't need that on this beautiful day. It is just that, a beautiful day with Ryan. We're going to get into talking about recruiting. We're going to hopefully get an opportunity to interview Coach Ice-T. Hey, I know this guy's dialed in, so I know he is ready to go. You can hear the siren in the back. And when you know, if you're from that area, and I grew up in Kansas, if you're from that area, you understand that means when you hear that siren, take cover, because a strong tornado is on its way. And I'm going to tell you, this is not that same Booker T team that St. Thomas played last year at St. Thomas. Those guys were young. Mr. Richardson himself was a very young quarterback, but he led his team to a state championship, 2,000 yards passing in Dade County, 33 in touchdown passes. So I'm going to tell you, this young man is ready to go. I watched him against American Heritage. He was releasing the ball very well, quick. Jake Allen, St. Thomas quarterback, is doing very well. Also, he had a slew of receivers with him. One of the top receivers in the country is with Jake Allen coming into this game, and that's Trevon Grimes. We're going to see now in this matchup. It wasn't that much of a matchup when he played St. Thomas. But now he goes against some stellar DBs down here in Dade County to see. And as they can hear, they're playing their main man from Dade County. You can hear in the backdrop, you can hear Mr. Flo Rida playing, because the Tornadoes are letting Aquinas know that this is their house and they're playing the right song. My main man, Flo Rida, that's his song, Chot Topping Song. Trevon Grimes is going to have to face some stellar receivers. You're going to see Dedrick McKinney, safety cornerback that's committed to Purdue, is going to have his hands full against Trayvon Grimes. We got our main man, another stellar cornerback that he's going to have to face and see can we take this. You got a list of them that's on our list. You got Richard Dams. He's going to have to face an FIU commit. He's an FIU commit. So these guys are going to have their hand full against Trayvon Grimes and that awesome pass attack that St. Thomas Aquinas have. But I'm going to tell you, this is the number one matchup in the country. It gets no better than this here at Trask Power Stadium. Beautiful day. Everything is going well. You couldn't ask for a better atmosphere. When I say a beautiful night here in South Florida, a beautiful night. You can't ask for it. Like I say, my main man, Michael Irvin, is going to join the show. You know, it's going to help if Michael, we're going to ask Michael a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys. And we're going to ask him about that event that happened with their quarterback, Tony Romo. But before we do that, we're going to head to a one-song commercial break, and we're coming back. My main man, Doug, is going to take us to a song commercial break, and we're coming back here on the Tony Sands Show live from Trask Power Stadium. It is the place to be. If you love high school football in South Florida, this is the place to be. We'll go ahead to a commercial break, and we'll be right back here on the Tony Sands Show. We're live here back at Trask Power Stadium with the national matchup between Booker T. Washington, number 6, and the number 1 ranked St. Thomas Aquinas High School. What makes this matchup, and I tell people all the time, what makes this matchup a key matchup? Last year, Booker T. was on a stellar streak. 43 wins without a loss. 43 wins without a loss. They go down, a young team that, you know, was in that pod last year, was a rebuilding team, and now they come in and they play St. Thomas, a powerful stack team. They play St. Thomas down at St. Thomas, and St. Thomas pretty much beat the young Booker T team. Beat them pretty good, and Booker T said at the American Heritage that they remember that win faithfully. They remember that loss, and they took it with them this whole offseason because they knew, kicking off their season here in Dade County, that they will have to face St. Thomas. But they will be a better experienced Booker T team because their main man, the guy that has had 3 stints with Booker T, Coach Ice-T, returns to the sideline to lead them to possibly a 7th state championship in Dade County. They're on a streak. This year could possibly be where they break the record of 6 state championships in a row. When I say 6, 6 state championships in a row. St. Thomas is also coming off a state championship. This pretty much can be the head up to possibly who wins the national championship. Both of these teams have won a national championship in their runs of being successful. Both of these teams have won that. In a few minutes, we're going to dial in to my main man, Ryan Bartow. And we're going to let him tell him. My man just texted me and said, hey, guess what, Tony? I made it through that monsoon. I got to ask him, which way is that monsoon going? Because that monsoon hopefully is going toward the West Coast and not the East Coast. Well, we don't need no problems here because guess what? This is a beautiful night in Dade County to play football. This is a beautiful night in Dade County to play football. My main man, Ryan Bartow. My man, Doug, going to hit him up. He's coming back because he was touring the West Coast. He's hit, endless. He covers the state like no other. He covers this state like no other. And as I told you about Booker T, I kept telling you, listen, Booker T comes, you know, they come into this game with the more experienced team as the quarterback that I told you. They come in with the strong senior safety, Sherrod Johnson, the wide receiver, Robert Hicks, a linebacker, Daniel Richardson, the quarterback, Kadeem Telford, that offensive tackle that is huge, 6'6", 335, and that line is probably one of the biggest lines in the nation. But without further ado, I got my main man, Ryan Bartow, that's live coming from the West Coast. He didn't want to miss through Monsoon to try to get on the Tony Sands show. Welcome to the show, Ryan. What's going on, buddy?
I just hit the Alligator Alley, so that means I'm about 90 minutes away from back in paradise. I've been up doing my Central Florida territory all week. When I say Central Florida, that means 31 schools through one of the hot spots in the country. Monday, I was in the Space Coast. Tuesday, I was in Orlando. Wednesday, I was in Central Florida at powerhouse schools like Lakeland, like Apopka. Thursday, I did 7 schools in Tampa, Florida. And then all day today, I was in Clearwater seeing the best recruits in Pinellas County. So it's been a good run. Got to see some of the nation's best 4-star recruits.
Ryan, but tell me this, Ryan. You say you was coming through a monsoon. The one question that everybody want to know, which way did you go? Did you leave that monsoon going west, or did that monsoon, is it trying to follow you coming east?
No, the monsoon is going up towards Naples and Fort Myers up to Sarasota. And honestly, the whole traffic was jammed going about 10, 15 miles an hour because you couldn't see more than 10 feet in front of you. But now it's all clear skies. When I'm looking straight ahead towards Fort Lauderdale, towards Miami, I don't see any storms coming. So that's good for Friday night football here. And that's one of the perks of living in Florida. It rains
every
day.
Ryan, let me tell you, man.
It's gone 10 minutes later.
The weather is beautiful here at Trash Pile Stadium. I mean, this stadium is getting full. You know, the people in Dade County been waiting on this matchup for a long time. Not only they've been waiting on it for a long time, but Ryan, St. Thomas, this is the first time. Now, I'm going to tell you now, this is the first time that St. Thomas have traveled this far in a long time to play a Dade County school. They've been waiting on this for St. Thomas to come to Trash Pile, St. Thomas to come this deep in Dade County in a long time. I think the last time I can recall was when we went down to Homestead. And at that time, Homestead was a stacked team, and we went down and beat Homestead, but then we returned to St. Thomas to lose to Dillard, who then went on to become the state championship. How do you think? Go ahead, Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of envious and a lot of John year-round, who has the best program, where's the best football plays, Broward or Dade. To me, it's raspberries and strawberries. I mean, there's a difference when you're recruiting a kid in Broward versus recruiting a kid in Dade and even up in the Palm Beach. But at the same time, they all got that South Florida dog in them. I think the further south you get, probably the more dog you get in them. But it should be a battle. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm glad this happened. You see so many schools, administrations that don't have money to travel, and you have two national powerhouses like this. Miami Booker T, Miami Central, Northwestern, they should all play St. Thomas and American Heritage and Deerfield every year. You have big-time programs like that that are less than a half hour from each other. Play each other every year. You're only going to get better.
And I'm going to tell you, Ryan, this is not only the only key matchup of national powerhouse teams that are playing. Come Monday, Ryan, or Tuesday, that could possibly be a serious shakeup in the top 25.
Yeah, because tomorrow night you have live in Cedar Hill, Texas. Cedar Hill, one which I think is probably as good as any program as you're going to find in Texas with head coach Joey McGuire. They host Bishop Gorman, and that's going to be an absolute war tomorrow night live on ESPN. And I mean, there's 10 major league games of national powerhouses against each other throughout the weekend. You just happen to be at one of the best ones tonight.
Exactly, Ryan, and this is the Tony Sands Show. So if you want to charm into the Tony Sands Show, you can talk to me or my main man, Ryan Bartow. Ryan, also, you know, we have a main man, Michael Irving, will be joining the show because he's doing the coin toss. And I'm going to tell you, Ryan, we had a 20-man escort coming to Dade County. 20-man escort, BSO, and then we picked up more police officers from Dade County, Metro Dade, escorted us right on in. And I'm going to tell you, they cleared the road because people was wondering what's going on, but they knew it was a big game at Trash Pile because it is what they consider unity night between football players and police officers. St. Thomas will walk out to the coin toss with the Broward Sheriff's Office, Booker T will walk out with Metro Dade. This is a special game for everyone because it bonds, put that bond between police and the young men of color, just young men, period. Just young men, period, to let them know to get that bond back to where it once was. So this is, I mean, this game has so much good building to it. Couldn't ask for a better atmosphere. You couldn't ask for two better matchups out of Brown and Dade to square off. But let's get into some of the schools that you visited on the West Coast and some of the players that you had a chance to see.
Well, I'll do a highlight from each day. Monday, I saw Therese Park at Sebastian River. He's the state coach, the number four defensive end in the country. Now, the crystal ball says Florida Gators is the team that him and his family grew up liking. My pick, and I'm the only one that has this pick, I say Alabama. Look for him to make his public commit to Alabama at the U.S. Army game. That's my prediction. I'm not going against Frank here, but I think once we get closer to January, closer to the Army game, that crystal ball will lead towards Alabama. Ahead of the curve on that one. Wednesday when I was in Lakeland, Florida,
give me some key players on that West Coast that got that dog like they got him over here in Dade County.
You know what? In Fort Myers, Darian Felix, he's one of the top running backs in the country. He's probably going to go to Oregon and play in their no huddle, no mercy offense. He's the guy that runs 4-4. He's 41-inch vertical. He's got that dog in him. I would say James Robinson from Lakeland, Florida, definitely has the dog in him. He's 6'3", 215. He's probably going to stay in state to play for the Gators, maybe go to Bama, maybe go to Ole Miss. He was a lean to Clemson early on, but they cooled on him. Those are some guys I would keep an eye on in terms of that dog that we see every day in South Florida.
But, Ryan, what's the difference between the type of player from the East Coast of Miami-Dade versus a guy from Tampa, a guy from Fort Myers, a guy from Orlando? Do you see a difference in them?
Yeah, no doubt. I would say in Florida in general, starting with Jacksonville all the way down to Miami, the further south you get more kids with an edge, more kids that are competitive, faster kids, more upside.
Let's get into this matchup here and how it possibly can come out. You take a Booker T team that was inexperienced last year.
Yep.
The quarterback, Richardson, was a freshman at the time. They go to Broward County at this time, and they play St. Thomas. That was an advanced team that went on also to win the state championship. Really was one game of winning from winning the national championship, but Deerfield knocked them off, and that event down at Deerfield, at Buck Stadium, as they call it. How do you see, what's some of the key matchups in this game you think it's going to come out of?
I think first it's that how it kicks off in terms of mentality, in terms of toughness. I thought Booker T did a great job last week against American Heritage of stuffing the box, taking the run game away. Well, St. Thomas is more of a throwing team, more of a balanced team, and they're equipped a little more to handle that offensively. But I think at the same time, how can they match the intensity, the mentality that Booker T is going to come in? They're extremely well coached. We saw that last week. I thought that was a difference in their blowout win at American Heritage. I think it's the mentality, the edge that keeps you going. I'm thinking this is going to be a fourth quarter game, a lot tighter game than a lot of people realized a week ago.
Because I'm going to tell you, Ryan, at the beginning of, before they matched up against American Heritage, a lot of people penciled St. Thomas to come in here and just sweep this game. But after they saw what Booker T put on that football field with American Heritage, and they saw what they did to American Heritage, that kind of have changed coming into this event where people are making this game a lot closer than it was, than they thought it would be at this point in the season.
And I want to give credit to both head coaches, Roger Harriott and Ice Harris, for playing a game like this. I compare this to Oklahoma playing Ohio State, USC playing Alabama. This is going to prepare both teams for when it actually matters down the road in the playoffs, because it's going to be one of the best, if not the best games you see. This is that big-time non-conference game.
But Ryan, one thing about both of these head coaches, both of them come into this event having just come off a stint at the Division I level of college football. I wonder, yep, what do they take into these games that they had Coach Ice-T coming from the University of Miami, Coach Roger Harriet coming from FAU. These are both guys that have played on that high level, coached on a high level. Now they come into this kind of matchup. I wonder what they did to keep their players really like on that low key level to understand, hey, it's a big game, but let's not get too overhyped. What do you think?
Yeah,
went into
and I think that's the key in terms of being disciplined, especially for Booker T, not being offside, not turning over the football, playing assignment oriented football, knowing the weaknesses of each. I think that's what these two coaches are so good at, is they're going to be able to diagnose the film on a high level and know the areas that they're going to attack. We saw Booker T do that time and time again, throwing to their spot receiver last week and not attacking Wilson, not attacking.
But I'm getting a chance. We're right next to the field where we're broadcasting at, and I'm watching this man, and I'm going to tell you, Booker T is hyped. Booker T is hyped for this game. When I tell you hype, they came out jumping around. They understand what this game means. They know in this event that this could catapult them, possibly take them up to be number one or number two in the nation, and then they could continue on possibly with a chance not only winning a state championship, but a chance to win another national championship.
Yeah, remember, too, who the home team is there. There's no doubt about that. And Booker T knows that they're not only playing tonight for themselves, they're playing for all those kids at Central, all those kids at Northwestern. They're going to represent the 305. And that comes with,
of course,
hey, they're not coming down to our house and kicking us around. They got some payback and revenge on their mind.
And I'm going to tell you, like I say, Ryan, this is an exciting – I know you had to do your thing over there on the West Coast, but, man, I'm going to tell you, this atmosphere, man, is unbelievable. When I say unbelievable,
How many people there?
Man, it's already – hey, listen, it is already packed. If you are coming down, making your way down here to Trash Power Stadium, you better get here because guess what? It ain't going to be too many seats left in this arena once this thing get kicking off. I'm going to tell you that.
It's a packed house on both sides of the stadium.
What'd you say?
It's a packed house on both sides of the stadium.
Oh, yeah, they're going to max out on both sides of the stadium, listen, buddy. Broward County is coming strong, and Dade County is going to be strong because this is what they've been waiting on. I'm going to tell you, right, they've been waiting on this for years.
Probably no doubt.
5 or 6 years, because they always said, this is what they, you know, when St. Thomas beat Central the year, you know, they said that St. Thomas caught an unexperienced Miami Central team. And then when they beat Booker T last year, they said St. Thomas came and was able to capitalize on an inexperienced Booker T team, a young team. But now, both teams are stacked. And then not only that, St. Thomas comes to Dade County. So this is what they've been waiting on here in the 305 to get that 954 of St. Thomas into Dade County at Trav Power Stadium. They've been waiting on that, buddy.
Let's not underestimate the St. Thomas kids' mentality, too. They hear about the 305 all the time. You got kids with Dog in them, like Jordan Morrell, like Mike Harley. They want to prove their worth on the big stage, too, and say that, hey, you know what? We got added to our program as well. Let's not count that out at all. They have big-time goals, and they know this is their next obstacle to win that national title.
Because they understand, hey, St. Thomas understand this is national championships. When St. Thomas start their season off, they don't just start it off with the intent to win a state championship, right? Understand, they start this thing off with the intent to win a national championship, not just a state championship. State, that's cool, but national is what they want.
Yeah, they know they had that one slip up last year, otherwise they would have had the crown. And that's why you, in the offseason, when you know you're going to have a team of 30 D1 guys, that gives you a little more confidence to go to Las Vegas to play the Bishop Foreman, to go to Fresno,
and
Ryan, to play
you, for you know, Michael Irvin is doing the
one talk. Those are big-time opponents.
You know, Ryan, as I told you, Michael Irvin is doing the coin toss here at Trash Power Safe. So I guess it's, you say, oh, he's from 954, but he helped the 305 win national championship. So I guess they adopted him when it comes to, hey, he got 305 blood in him just as well as 954 blood.
Hey, remember this, too. God rest her soul, the Great Orange Bowl. I miss her every day, but the closest thing that's still alive to the Orange Bowl is where you guys are at tonight, at Trash Powell, seeing 50-plus D1 guys in that atmosphere in South Florida. Can't match it, in my opinion.
And I'm, like this, and I'm telling you, when the playmakers get on, Ryan, I got to get it. We're going to get into a, at that time, I got to get into a little bit of the professional football side of it, because a lot of my guests want to know what's going on with Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. They know they had those situations where both of those guys went down and they saw how the Cowboys play out. So we're going to get into that. We're going to ask the playmaker a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys and what is going on with them. But let's get into this game. Ryan, Coach Ice-T has had three stints here at Booker T. And in all three stints, he's been successful. He's won state championships.
Yep.
This team has won 5 state championships, 5 in a row. If they win this one here, they can set a record for the only football team in the state of Florida for winning 6 state championships in a row. That's
And he's had big national wins before. They went up to Oscar Smith to open their season 2 years ago, went into Virginia Beach and blew out Richard Morgan's program.
Yes.
They beat Miami Central more than not the last 5 years. They beat Northwestern, so he went to places and won big games before. They looked outstanding last week versus a quality opponent in their house. I think it starts up front
yes.
with them. They're very much improved with that big offensive line. The quarterback's experience, he gets rid of the ball. He hits guys like Syracuse receiver Sherrod Johnson. And I think the real key is that defense. They pretty much shut out American Heritage. They're not big out front in the front 7, but they're fast. And they blitz good, and they're really good in the back 4. So, I mean, that's a complete outfit. That's one of the best 5 teams in Florida. I think you're seeing 2 of the best, not only in Florida tonight, but probably 2 of the top 15 programs in the country going at it. Very rare matchup.
But, Ryan, I'm going to tell you, this is what I see in this matchup between St. Thomas and Booker T. This is the key thing I say. That's probably going to be the deciding factor on who win and who lose this game between St. Thomas and Booker T. It's going to be Booker T's offensive line against St. Thomas' defensive line.
Yep.
That's going to be the key match. I don't think it's going to be the receivers. It's going to be St. Thomas' D-line against Booker T's offensive line. That's going to be the key.
Yeah. And you got guys like LaShawn Paulino, who's going to Michigan State. Nick Benito on 24/7 Sports, the number 2 defensive end in the country for next year. He's got some talented guys in that front 7 for St. Thomas. Can they play aggressive? Can they tee off? Can they disrupt and get Daniel Richardson out of his game? Because if not, it's going to be a long night.
But I'm telling you, right, if that's going to be a black and blue battle in those trenches, because when I say St. Thomas offensive line, you got to say they got to give Jake time to get those passes, because I'm going to tell you, what we saw last week, we saw Booker T defense was able to put 8 and 9 in the box and shut American Heritage down because they dared American Heritage to beat them with the pass. But now we know this is going to be a different ball game tonight. They're not going to be able to play 8 and 9 in the box and shut down St. Thomas, because now that opens it up for St. Thomas to go with the pass over the top, and that's going to put it in how Trayvon Grimes and Mr. Mike H can handle these DBs and see if they take advantage of the open areas in the holes in this defense.
Yeah, and I do not think St. Thomas is as strong as American Heritage on the offensive line. Where they're stronger, though, is at quarterback. and definitely at wide receiver. St. Thomas is a pass to set up the run, and they'll pass to set up the run, where American Heritage is almost one-dimensional. We saw if you take that one dimension away, they can't play from behind. So that was a great job by the coaching staff of game planning and taking away their basically their one weapon, and then they couldn't throw the ball good enough. Whereas St. Thomas, they're more equipped to play a game through the air to set up their ground game afterwards, not vice versa.
And in this matchup, you're gonna get a chance to see Asante Samuels Jr. match up against Booker T's top receiver.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like Booker T did not throw much to their top two receivers last week because they stayed away from Surtain and Marco Wilson. They seemed it where they put their number 3 and 4 guys on the weakest DBs and attacked them. So again, we give a lot of credit to Booker T's game plan on defense. Offensively, it was equally successful.
And I'm gonna tell you, I just can't wait to see how Nick Benito fare out against Mr. Telford. I hope we get a chance to see, but that's a key matchup. That's what you call a Division I matchup at its best.
That's big on big, and Kadeem has improved a lot since he came over from New Orleans. He's got his feet moving better. He had a great game last week where he outshined T.J. Slayton and Kaylee and Herbert. And who would have thought that going in? So much credit to the Florida commit. At the same time, this is a great opportunity for Benito. He's a year younger. He's got to live up to those stars. Can he slice up and put enough pressure from the backside on Daniel Richardson? That's my race there for you to take a matchup and pull through all night.
But, Ryan, not only that matchup, Ryan, when you get a guy like Coach Ice-T here at Booker T, a guy that comes with so much experience, to me, I think anytime he can go to college and come back 1,000 times, and every time they'll hire him because they know what he brings to this community. They understand not only to these young men is he a coach, but he's a father to a lot of these young men who don't have fathers. So this is Coach, and I'm going to tell you, pretty soon they're going to probably name something at Booker T, Ice-T, meaning this man is ice cold. When it comes to, he puts you on ice when you come to play his Booker T Tornadoes. They were playing the sirens earlier, Ryan. And I got to tell people, I'm from Kansas. I call myself from Kansas because I spent so many years there. But when you hear that siren, that means, guess what? Tornadoes are coming. So they play that often here at Trash Power State to let you know that you are in Tornado Alley. And I'm quite sure both of these coaches, at the first part of this game, they're going to have to settle these guys down real quick, because it's going to boil down to this, I think, to see which team make the most mistakes. I think that's what this type of game is going to boil down to. And you can see at this point, Coach Roger Harris is leading his team out of the stadium from the pregame warm-up to the locker room, because he understands how a team can lose if they don't settle down early. And he understands that this means a lot for his team. So I'm quite sure, both teams are heading in at this time. And this is what I like. I'm quite sure they're going to make sure they keep both of these teams separated when they go in the locker room. One's on one side, one on the other. But here at Trash Power Stadium, the unique thing about this locker room, you can hear it through the wall. So I'm quite sure it's going to be a lot of chatter going on in the locker room. So that way you let the guy know next to you exactly know, hey, listen, bro, listen, I don't care. We are coming through the wall if we have to. The coaches understand. I'm quite sure Coach Ice-T is letting his guys know that, hey, this game means a lot to us. So you best to understand, you better get these guys ready to go at each and every position. Booker T is probably one of the few high schools that I see that have about the same amount of coaches as St. Thomas, because I very rarely see that here in South Florida.
Yep.
See, public schools have about the same amount of coaching staff as a St. Thomas Aquinas, and I think that's always have been to St. Thomas' advantage. When you have that many coaches, you have a coach for each position. This is going to be an exciting matchup. Wayne, we got to run to a commercial break. This show, at this part of the show, is brought to you by Battle Sports. When you need those mouthpieces, you need those ankle braces, you need to contact Battle Sports because they have the best mouthpieces. I get kids stopping me every day for Battle mouthpiece. We're going to go to a one-song commercial break. Doug's going to play that commercial. We're going to roll into it, and we're coming back continually with my main man, Ryan Bartow. We're going to drive him all the way into Broward County, baby. Stay tuned here on the Tony Sands Show. We're back here in Miami, Florida at the key matchup between number one St. Thomas Aquinas and number six Booker T. Washington in this key national matchup. One of the biggest games this weekend when it comes to national matchup. The main man, Ryan Bartow, is driving back from the West Coast where he did a tour that's unbelievable. Ryan, how many schools, how one man hit that many schools?
Oh, the key for me is Cuban coffee, and most of all, you're doing the right thing. I get to spend my whole day talking with high school coaches, writing about the best recruits in the country, helping kids out, and that's the name of the game. I challenge anybody to find a better job than my boss.
Listen, man, and I got to tell people all the time, you're over there doing what you love. When you're doing what you love, it's fun. It's not work. It is fun. How many kids do you say you really, since you did that tour, how many kids did you get a chance to really sit down and meet and just see what's on a young man's mind at this stage in the game?
Probably 150 to 175 this week, because some schools will have one D1 guy, but then you go to Lakeland or Armwood or Dr. Phillips, there's 6, 7, 8 deep with Division I guys. And a lot of them, yeah. So you get to see the future of college football and in some sense the future of the NFL before they even hit. I mean, I saw a kid yesterday at Tampa Tech, Daquan Green, who's committed to Gators. I remember him 3 years ago when we put 4 stars behind his name. He had no offers. He didn't know he was a national recruit, but we projected he was going to be good. He had size, speed, upside. Toledo was his only offer for a full year. I get stories on him. Toledo leads for a 4-star recruit. Fast forward, now he has 20 offers. Now he's committed to Florida. Now he's going to go to the SEC. And guess what? He's going to play early for the Gators. So that kind of made us look like we know what the heck we're doing in terms of projection. And especially in the state of Florida, you got to do that because these kids aren't eating at a young age. They're not lifting twice a day. They're all upside, but they got that dog in them and they got speed and competitiveness and growth potential. Sometimes you don't even see the best stuff on Saturdays. You don't see it until Sundays. And so that's the beauty, I think, of not only doing this job, but covering the state of Florida, which is one of my main areas, is you see guys and you see them develop, and that's the name of the game of football. It's a developmental sport.
But I'm telling you, one thing about this, I'm going to tell you that this matchup with the national implications of possibly winning a national championship, because St. Thomas comes in with the intent to win a national championship. They tend to overlook the state championship, even though it's on their mind. They're looking to win a national championship. And with all the national profile games, this game, the game out in Texas with Bishop Gordon, it could be a shakeup in the top 25 real quick. It could be a shakeup in this top 25. And if, you know, St. Thomas win and Bishop Gordon loses in Texas, now when St. Thomas go there September 30th, does that game continue to have the meaning that it had before that?
I think it still will, because you're going to be in the heart of high school football season. It'll be on a Friday night, and most of all, it'll be on national TV. There's a game tomorrow night, Grayson, which is one of the top 2 or 3 teams in Georgia. They play IMG, who is somehow ranked in the high school rankings, even though I don't really consider them a high school. That'll have national implications as well. But at the same time, We're only 3 years removed from Booker T. Washington winning a national championship. They want to get a stake in that, too. So I think the winner of tonight's game definitely positions themselves extremely well to be the best team in Florida this year.
Yeah, exactly. But, Ryan, and when you look at this matchup, and because St. Thomas not only got to play Booker T., St. Thomas got to go back and play Deerfield. So their schedule at that point doesn't get any easier when it comes to that, because they got to play Deerfield, a team that knocked them out of this national championship race last year. They play that game over at St. Thomas.
That we haven't even mentioned that this whole time, and that's the one they lost to last year. That might be their toughest game of all of them.
Yes. Because now you're getting a chance now. You're going to see a key matchup in that game. When we're looking down the road, we get a chance to see Asante Samuel fare up against Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, well, obviously that's a mismatch. There's no way that St. Thomas will have to put two or three guys on Jeudy, because if they leave for Asante on him, Jerry Jeudy might score seven touchdowns in one game. So you're gonna have to over-scheme for that. And that's something that we'll get into when that game's on docket. But you know what? That's amazing that we did not bring up that game. We're all looking at the big national game with Bishop Foreman. We're looking at tonight's game. But Deerfield might be their toughest competition. We know it was last year.
I know. And it was. If you want to call and talk to me or my main man, Ryan Bartow, you can call 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471 to ask any questions before the playmaker come up. We're going to get into a little bit of this matchup. Ryan, two great coaches. Like I said, and I talked about it earlier for those that are just now joining the Tony Sands Show. You got two great coaches. You got Roger Harriet on one side, and you got Coach Ice-T Harris on the other side, both coming to this game with Division I experience. Both coming in with Division I experience. I wonder what both of these guys are telling their players to keep them.
Stick to the game plan, be disciplined, don't turn the ball over. Remember, both these teams do their pass to set up the run. They will both throw more than 30 passes each tonight. They'll probably both snap it 50, 55 times, but they're both, unlike most high school teams that are almost primarily run, they are both primarily pass to set up the run. So that set up big plays in the pass rush game and the interception. In the big plays, if you miss a tackle, good luck. That receiver's probably going to take it to the house on both sides of the ball, whether it's Sherrod Johnson or Mike Harley or Jordan Morrell or Elijah Moore. The list goes on. And we're talking about one game tonight. Booker T. Washington has 15 to 20 D1 guys. St. Thomas is over 30 D1 guys. There will be 50 of these guys in this single game tonight that will go on to play Division I football. That's unheard of.
Unheard of. When you talk about the amount of Division I guys that is in this game here, it's like no other. But you're dealing with South Florida. You're dealing with those type of athletes that compare to none. No one compares to this type of talent in the country. That's why this is the biggest game in the country. But Ryan Bartow, joining the Tony Sands Show is my main man, the playmaker himself, Mr. H.O. Alpha himself, Mr. Michael Irvin, joins the Tony Sands Show. Mike, what's up, man? What's happening?
Hey, Tony, what's up, man? I'm up and running here. You guys can hear me? Because
they can hear you.
To watch some of this great football, man. And I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you what I find interesting. First of all, that you know, true to form, we're not here yet. The stands are still pretty empty. And I know the game, we're 20 minutes away from the game. And about 25, in 30 minutes, people are pouring in here and pack the house.
But now, you know, Mike, but you know, one thing about us, though, you know,
what do you mean
we
got
to make that grand entrance.
What does that
mean? The brothers like to make the grand entrance. Now, you know, the brothers like to make the grand entrance.
What exactly?
The brothers like to make the grand entrance. They like to come in, you know, they want to make sure that a grand entrance for us is like no other. The places, I guarantee you, one thing about Trash Power, and I come here and watch a lot of these big games. You look one way, and there's nobody. You turn back around,
it's full.
And there's people everywhere.
It's
you
full.
Can't even get to
it,
the concession stand. I'm going to tell you, because everybody in Dade County knows
come
this
in
is
here
a big
now.
Game.
Oh, they're coming in here. No
this
doubt.
This is a big game.
Yeah.
It might, but let's
they're coming in here. They get, and they know it can get heated, because I see now. I'm going to just give people a good visual, because since we are on radio, our job is to try to suck them into the stadium and bring
yes.
them here.
Bring them here.
And I mean, that's why I tell you about the attendance now, but you can see the people starting to pour in, and they'll pour in. But I also want to tell you about not just the attendance and the people, about the protection. There's a lot of protection running around here. I mean,
listen,
it's everywhere.
We came down, Mike, from the time we left, we came down with a 20-man Broward Sheriff's Office escort. And then when we got to Dade County, Metro Dade bought us the rest of the way.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, and they've gotten a beautiful partnership here.
Yes.
So this is no doubt the safest place to be in the area tonight. This is the safest place to be right here.
But let's also tell them, now, let me tell y'all what's going to happen. They brought the playmaker in to do the coin toss. But now I'm going to tell you. The reason why we got so much security, because I know, you know, people say, well, wait a minute, hold on. Now, St. Thomas ain't never been this deep in Dade County to play. The last time I remember was, like I said, when I went to Homestead to play, that was the deepest. They've been waiting on them to come past Pro Player Stadium, which now is the Hard Rock Stadium, because I guarantee you, if that was ready, this game would be played at Hard Rock Stadium versus Trash Power Stadium. But Miami guys, the Miami fans been waiting on St. Thomas to come to Trash Power Stadium. Other teams that come from Broward County come to Trash Power to play, but this is St. Thomas' first time being this deep. So this is what Dade County has been waiting on for years.
There's a lot you got in that statement, Tony. I would like to try to extrapolate all that you're saying with St. Thomas coming this deep and being afraid to go deep and all of that. I'm looking forward to a good game out here, man. The atmosphere is going to be, you can tell it'll be incredible, man. And yeah, this is it. This is the best of Dade and the best of Broward. So this is going to be a good game.
954-305 is what the kids been calling it. The matchup of the 954 and the 305. The best battle.
All that stuff that goes on. When I first got to Miami with Brett Pearman and all of those guys that were from Miami, they used to mess with us. Me, Rod Carter, Brian Benny Blaze, talking about all you cowards from Broward and all of that.
Yeah.
All kind of names they gave
everything,
up.
Man, you know, everything.
So how we get to be cowards from Broward?
You know,
all that back and forth, you know. So all of that'll be going on in this game now.
And it's gonna, Mike, it's gonna, and I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. That first couple series is gonna be key for a coach to get his guys settled down, because you tend to come into these kind of matchups where you can get overhyped and drained.
You get caught up hyperventilating in the first series, first couple series. What happens is you start hyperventilating, you don't breathe, and you really do get exhausted. You get exhausted in the beginning of a game. And in a game like this, if you do have that happen and give up one or two plays, it could really cost you. You know what I mean? So to try to settle these guys down and make them understand, hey, we have a game to play. I understand it's Dade and Broward, and I understand all that goes on around the rivalry, but we have to make sure that we're calm and focus on the task at hand.
And Mike, you know, I know you got the coin toss, so they're going to get you ready for that. But you spoke about getting caught up or how important that is. Let's switch gears a little bit to the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, Dez, Tony Romo go out. They go out, and it was significant to the success of the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
But now, we see last night, Tony Romo get hurt. Was the fans as worried this year as they were last year, because we got a chance to see that quarterback?
That Prescott.
Wow.
Yeah. And no doubt now, Tony, that Prescott is a phenomenal player. I told Jerry and these guys, man, you know, long ago that I like that over every quarterback in the draft.
Correct.
Last year, you know, and I spent the first preseason game with him. So I said, I'm coming to watch the first preseason game with you just so I can just spit in your ear gate. I told you so. So I've been getting a lot spitting in his ear gate on I told you so and everything. And even watching Ezekiel Elliott run
correct.
For the first time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Last night, because I was, you know, I'm like everybody else now. I watched that football game. I had the Dolphins on TV and the Cowboys on my pad last night because, you know, watching the games at the same time. You know, and you see him run and to see him go after Cam Chancellor. Cam Chancellor is a beast, man. Boy, I'm talking about it. He hits you and your body tells your brain, dude, ain't doing that no more. Even if you try to tell your body, run right that way, say, oh, Cam's over there, you know. But Zeke went right after him, and I love that intensity and that power that he plays with.
So, and with Ezekiel Elliott, so that brings that element to keep pretty much a defense honest, because last year they had an opportunity to where you lose your receiver, you lose your quarterback, everybody comes in on you, you stop your run, now you can't pass. It pretty much shuts you down. But now you got Ezekiel Elliott. How does that help the Cowboys in this whole thing? Because, like I say, they lost a 2,000-yard rusher.
Yeah.
That was key.
And they lost him. Now, one thing about Zeke is, you know, Zeke's a touchdown scorer. It's not just the yards that they lost in DeMarco Murray. Mm-hmm. It's not just the yards they lost with DeMarco Murray.
Correct.
It was the touchdowns
correct.
That they lost. Last year, those guys – Alfred and Darren McFadden only accumulated like 5 touchdowns. Zeke had, you know, 20-some touchdowns in Ohio State. So that's what they need. It's not just the yard. It's can I get the
touchdowns
to get the points? Because that's what win football games in this game. That's you need points. Defense, all of that, you need points.
And that's – you know, and Mike, when we looked at it, when Ezekiel Elliott came into the Cowboys, you know, everybody was talking that, you know, this could possibly be that, you know, three matchup back to the triples. But then we look at, you know, the marijuana situation here, dispensary that he, you know, how does that affect this whole outcome? Because they're saying that Jerry Jones always takes Bad Boys, and he feel like he can get them and mold them. How does that play into this?
And this is just, you know, what it is. You know, plenty of people move, travel, and I don't ever want to make anything okay, but Zeke has to understand what he is, who he is.
Yes.
And the spotlight that's on him
correct.
Now, you know, and everything. To say you're in Seattle on a business trip and then you go get caught
yes.
walking around wanting to tour, not doing anything illegal. He wants to tour a legal, you know, a legal dispensary, you know, and without understanding that that's going to be news. You got under that's going to be news. And right now you want your focus on what's going on the football field. You just can't make decisions like that.
Because it takes me back, man, and I looked at even down to it reminded me of the Olympics and all that went on with the Olympics. When they, you know, with the guys that the basketball player that was caught in the brothel, and they wasn't doing anything, but it's just the mere fact that you were in a brothel, and people video.
Even though it's legal there.
Yes.
Even though it's legal there.
Yeah.
So you're not breaking the
exactly.
law.
Yeah.
You're not breaking the law, but
it's to people. It's more that more stand right. there for business, and
it's
all of a sudden
going to come back here.
It's coming you back know, at you.
It's going to come back here, and Zeke is in the. I guess he's in the store. I know they test him, so I'm not saying it's legal to smoke it, but you know, I don't think it's anything against the law to look at the store. But you still just got to make the decision. You got to make better decisions.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do it. And especially not expect everybody to find out about it. That's just not realistic.
And then, especially in this day and age, nothing goes
nothing.
With cameras
or social media.
Everywhere.
And it's right now. It's not like next week that's coming out, next month. That's coming out right now, real time. When they see you in there, they're putting it up on social media. So, you know, that those are the things he has to be careful about. You know, there's a fishbowl when you're playing at Ohio State. Now the whole country is the fishbowl for you. Everybody sees
you. You're playing on America's
ladies
team.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You're playing on America's
right.
team. And
right.
not only that, people always take it back to, and you can hear it all on Sports Talk Radio today, that everybody's, you know, that's the one thing. But, Jerry's used to taking those kind of guys. used to taking chances on those kind of guys. And pretty much throughout, well, I'm quite sure Jerry probably pulled them in and said, hey, listen.
Well, truth be known, we got issues all throughout the league with a lot of teams. It's not just that Jerry's used to taking them. It's just that when they are on the Cowboys, it will get more and garner more attention. That's just the reality of it. So, you know, I remember even when I made bad decisions and found myself facing suspension, that was one of the things that they said on my letter, because you played for the Dallas Cowboys and you are afforded that kind of attention, we feel that it's more important to come down more severely on you. Because of those things. So, you know, it's just, you got to understand that.
And Mike, I'm going to tell you something.
Right guard position, I looked at,
not only this game, because I see a lot of young men in this game, Mike, and that's, but the, you know, that's how I tell guys, I got a call from a parent, high-profile kid. Tony, I need you to talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're used to being on that big stage. You're used to understanding
as
how
we honor
that goes.
America.
But we're going to shoot to a quick commercial break because they're playing the national anthem here in the stadium. So we must respect that. So we're going to go to a two-song commercial break. And we're coming back here on the Tony Sands Show live from Transpile Stadium.
At this time, we would like to take this opportunity to recognize Miami-Dade County School Board member in attendance tonight, the Vice Chair, Dr. Dorothy Bendros Lindendahl. Welcome, Dr. Lindendahl. That's Bendros Lindendahl. Please welcome the 2016 winner of the Harold W. McGraw Jr. Prize in Education, National Superintendent of the Year, and the Magnet Schools of America 2016 Superintendent of the Year. The Superintendent of Schools of Miami-Dade County, Dr. Alberto M. Cavallo.
We're back here at Transpile Stadium with the key matchup between Booker T. Washington and St. Thomas Aquinas High School. For those that are just joining us, the playmaker Michael Irvin was on talking about the Dallas Cowboys and the things that are going on and how this game here that we're at can fare out between both of these teams and some of the things that will go on in this game when it comes to the hypeness. But my main man, Ryan Bartow. Ryan, let's dig back into this game. Ryan, I know you wish you could be here, man. I know you do, bro. I know you wish you could be here in Dade County, man. Listen, the weather is beautiful. You know, yesterday I was wondering if we was going to have the same monsoon that you ran through. Because as Ryan Bartow is joining, this is the main man, the hardest working man in the recruiting industry. Ryan Bartow, there's no other, anybody else. If they say they are not telling the truth. See, I can't say lie because my grandmother didn't like me to use that word. So I'm going to say they're not telling you the truth. Ryan, let the people know that are just joining us. How many schools did you hit in Dade County? I mean, on the West Coast. And now you're traveling your way back to Broward County. And while you're traveling to Broward County, you are still trying to let them get knowledge on the guys that are playing here in this game.
No doubt. I did my territory in Central Florida this week, and I do my job just like a college coach. I go to 30 schools a week. Monday I was in the Space Coast. Tuesday I was in Orlando. Wednesday I was in Central Florida. Thursday I was in Tampa. Today I went through five schools in the Clearwater area. I'm still about a half hour out from Fort Lauderdale and almost back home here. So, but it's been a good run. I saw probably 40 four-star recruits this week. I saw some of the best players in the country. Jerez Parks, the four-star defensive end, some from Sebastian River. He's headed to the U.S. Army All-American game, probably going to go to Alabama. James Robinson, another U.S. Army All-American. Lakeland, Florida, probably going to stay in state and play for his hometown favorite, the Florida Gators. So, tremendous week, and you can read all that coverage every night on 24/7 Sports.
Now, Tina G. Brown.
Right, we also got in the building, there's also the University of Miami players are here at this game, you know, because, you know, we got guys on both sides of this thing and that went to that's at the University of Miami. So, you know, they want to be in
this time,
for them, that's bragging right.
Mr. Victor Brown.
That's bragging
right. Yeah. You got guys from Booker T, Chad Thomas, and Demetrius Jackson, two of the top three defensive ends for the Hurricanes. You've got their star running back, Mark Walton, for St. Thomas. You got guys like Mike Irvin Jr. You got guys like Sam Bruce, the slot receiver. That's a big time priority for Mark Richt to get the Hurricanes back going. He's got to keep the best players in South Florida at home. And a lot of the best players are asking for football teams and have St. Thomas Aquinas. So he's got to get more than his share of those two programs, along with Central, Southridge, Northwestern, Deerfield, American Heritage. If you get all the best players from those teams, you're never going to lose.
Brown County Sheriff's Department.
And I'm going to tell you right, just to look out here on the field and to see at the middle of the field, the coin toss, this is probably, you would think this was one of those high-profile NFL games. I mean, cameras in the middle, I mean, at the 50-yard line is full. You can't even see the coin toss. You can't even see the ref tossing the coin because it is full. This stadium here is, like I say, you look one way and it's empty. You look the next, and guess what? The people are pulling in to the stadium. But also,
I love it.
As part of Ryan, man, I'm telling you, it is big time football finna be played. And like I told you, the Broward Sheriff's Office is walking out. St. Thomas and Metro Dade Miami School Board is escorting the Booker T. Washington Tornadoes to the arena. Everybody is waiting on this, Ryan. You can listen. I've been
Tony, you know what else everybody's waiting on is the score predictions for me and you.
Yeah, I know they are. I know they are. They are waiting on it. Is prediction hour is coming. Prediction hour is coming for this game. It is coming up, but not just yet. But it is coming. It is not going to be as what many people thought before last week. A lot of people thought this would be a pretty much a landslide for St. Thomas, but it's not going to. I don't think after last week, a lot of people is writing off Booker T in this game. Now it's going to
let me put it this way. I think a week ago, the spread was probably St. Thomas minus 12. It's probably down to a touchdown going into this game, and I think some of that is what Booker T did last week, but some of it is it's a road game for St. Thomas. So this is probably spread down to a touchdown. It's a fourth quarter game. I got to ask you, Tom, what are the three keys for success for both teams? What do you think each team has to accomplish for them to walk out as winners tonight in Europe?
Now, looking at three key things for Booker T. The number one thing for Booker T is they got to come into this game. They can't make mistakes. They can't come out making mistakes, jumping off sides, fumbling the football. Missing key reads. They can't come into this type of game like that because that's what St. Thomas waits on. St. Thomas waits on teams to make mistakes. St. Thomas got to come into this atmosphere and say, okay, we got to play. The one thing, they got to play St. Thomas football. That means they play their game. They don't change. They don't get out of it. Number two, St. Thomas can't get in this and get overhyped in this game. And one of the key, it's going to be their defensive line. I keep on hyping on it. It's going to be the play of their defensive line. Can their defensive line get that pressure on Mr. Richardson? Because at that point, he's still, when you look at football, he's still a young guy when it comes to football, even though he's thrown over 2,000 yards here in Dade County and 33 touchdowns in Dade County, which is a lot, and then took his team to a state championship. It is still a big game, probably one of the biggest games of his career right now. As a sophomore, I think this is the biggest game of his career right now.
No.
So it's going to, you know.
Playing against the number one team in the country, it doesn't get bigger.
Big stage. You know everybody, all media, everybody is here watching it. From the Michael Irvins to the Larry Littles. And this is what you came to Booker T for. And this is what you came to St. Thomas for, to play in this type of atmosphere. So it's going to boil down to those three keys for St. Thomas. and those keys for Booker T. And if both teams, and it's going to boil down to who make the more mistakes. It's going to boil down to that type of atmosphere. And Booker T, guys, like I said, these guys are ready because they know they come in as the underdog, and they know that everybody is counting them out. So I'm quite sure a nice coach team is not going to make the mistakes as some of the other teams that have, you know, not fared out so well against a team like St. Thomas. So this is why this game has so much significance. Brian, I still can't overemphasize how this game and what this game means to the nation when it comes to the national championship race. It means the world to both teams to win that national championship.
It's a week two elimination game. Yes. To win the national title in high school football, you got to go undefeated.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's basically a week two elimination game for both sides, no matter who you have on deck. And that's just the way it works with no playoffs. And that's how it works in high school football. So, yeah, it could go either way. And that's just that much impressive on Tim Ice Harris and his staff. And he felt, when I went and visited with him in the spring, he pulled me aside. Yes. He's like, Brian, this reminds me of one of our national title teams because they're good on the defensive line. They can run that tempo offense. They're always loaded with skill players. But now they got the offensive line to coach.
Brian, both teams. Both teams have just taken the field.
Yep.
And the Tornadoes, Booker T, Washington Tornadoes will be receiving. St. Thomas will be kicking off. St. Thomas will be kicking off. Booker T will be receiving. So we're going to get ready to have football. Ryan, we're going to probably try to make it through this first quarter and try to call this game in the first quarter of this game. We're going to try back deep.
For nice.
The Tornadoes is number two.
Sherrod Johnson
is back deep for the Tornadoes. And number 13, Turner, is back deep for the Tornadoes. So this game is going to get off to what we call a national implications of the national championships.
There's no return on the kickoff.
St. Thomas kicks it out of the end zone, which will bring the Booker T. Washington's to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Sherrod Johnson is a guy that's committed to Syracuse and played at Jackson last year. He's, I think, going to break out. He's one of my national steals. He can put up big numbers this year for Booker T. He's more of a decoy last year.
So, now we get into this game, right? And as I told you, it's been the board. Now we're getting to see that matchup of that big line of Booker T and that defensive line of St. Thomas. It's 1st and 10 here at Trask Powell Stadium. Booker T's ball. Ball is up. Booker T comes out right off the bat, passing. Overthrow Richardson, overthrow Sherrod Johnson right out the box. I guess they said they're coming out with the
Let me slide that in. I got St. Thomas winning this game 27-21 tonight. Again, 27-21. You know I'm not going to hide from those predictions, Stone.
I know you are. I know you're not going to hide them. I know how you are. You're going to call it out there. Ryan, I see it being a little closer. I really do. I see it being pretty much at this point, I see it being a 21, possibly
a 21, second down,
24 game. I see it being even closer than that.
Wow. That's tight. I think a key will be in the kicking game, too, in the special teams game. Will it be blocked, Dick? Booker T, will they be able to convert in their kicking game? That's such an advantage in the field position game. Those hidden yardage.
Ryan Richardson on 2nd and 10. Richardson keeps the football.
That keeper by Richardson is good enough for the first down.
Picks up the first down. Second first down. Tornado convert on their first on another first down. So here we got Richardson doing what he do best. And that's what I told you. That's where that defensive line going to come in. Can they keep him in the box? Can they keep him in the box? It's going to be the key. Ryan, we got about 5 minutes here on the show. We're in and getting ready to watch some football. For those that have been listening to the Tony Sands Show, the ball is up and out of bounds. Richardson throws the ball out of bounds. The fans are looking for an incomplete pass, but the refs going to let the guys play. But, Ryan, listen, that was my prediction. I will keep you in tune. I will be texting you back and forth on the score of this game. For those that have been listening to the Tony Sands Show, I'm Tony Sands. You got a chance to hear Michael Irvin break down the situation with the Cowboys. Me and Ryan talk high school sports from the East Coast to the West Coast. You get no better sports coverage. My main man, Ryan Bartow, the hardest man in the business, is joining the Tony Sands Show. Ryan, hey, listen, we gave our prediction. Now, guess what? It's time to watch what? Some football here at Travis Powell Stadium. Signing off on the Tony Sands Show. Ryan, I keep you tweeted up and text up on the score here at Travis Powell Stadium.
Thanks, bro. I'll see you soon and enjoy a great game.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.